Welcome to the Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast, featuring topics of interest to people who live, work, and play in Oakland County.
As the holiday season rapidly approaches, eager shoppers hit the malls looking for the perfect gifts. Unfortunately, this is also a prime time for crooks to take advantage of unsuspecting shoppers who are more concerned with buying than protecting themselves. In today's podcast, I had the opportunity to talk with Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard about holiday shopping safety. Welcome, Sheriff Bouchard. Holiday shopping can leave many people vulnerable to criminals. What are some things that people can do to avoid being a victim?
Well, it's a very busy time, unfortunately, and I would imagine with the economy down, we're going to have a busier holiday season than usual this year. So we would encourage some real basic steps, but something that's not difficult for people to do. First, you know, when you're shopping and you have purchased items, don't put them in the car where they're visible and obvious. You're just asking for somebody to break in, and ultimately you cause attention to your own valuables. And one of the best ways to do that, if you can, if you have a trunk, lock it in the trunk. If you don't have a trunk, if there's a way with a hatchback or something to pull that cover over so it's not visible, do that. If not that, maybe in the back seat, throw a towel or a coat or something over it, so at least they don't know what they're looking at and what's available. I mean, I've literally gone into parking lots and seen women's purses with their wallets sticking out, money sticking out of the wallets. That is an absolute invitation. Break the window and grab me. So try not to make yourself an obvious target. Then also lock the vehicle. That's a very common thing, but a lot of people don't lock it. Lock it, and if you have an alarm, set the alarm on the vehicle. Every little hurdle you can put in a way is one more chance that you're not going to be the victim of the crime. They may go on elsewhere, look for another victim, another car. The other thing, watch where you park. You know, as you approach a shopping center or a store, kind of get a feel of the parking lot, where people are parking. Is it a visible spot? You don't want to park, as a woman, as an example, in between two very large vans because you're going to be secluded from view. What if somebody comes out and grabs you, drags you between those vans? No one can see you. So try to park in a spot where you're visible, where you can see and summon help. Have the ability to do that quickly. You know, don't be distracted when you get out of your car and looking heads down, and where's my shopping list? And, you know, approach this with an observable safety and confident demeanor. Don't be afraid, but be confident and be observant. That will help you, you know, safely traverse this shopping experience. After you get out of your car, think, you know, where am I parked? How do I remember how to get most expeditiously there? If I'm going to be in the store and it's going to be until after dark, am I under a street light? When I come out, will I be able to see my car and still be visible? I don't want to come out into a dark, dimly lit area and be alone in that situation. Make sure that while you're in shopping, you know, you're aware of your surroundings. A real common crime these days is women put their purses in a shopping basket and people come by and snag the whole purse. Or they'll just come by and take the wallet out of the purse and you won't even notice the wallet's missing until you go to pay. So make sure you have your eye on that purse, the zipper's closed, the wallet's not viewable and accessible, and stay in touch with your surroundings. That's a very, very common crime. If someone does steal your purse or your wallet, man or woman, and make sure you report it to the police, but because sometimes they may call, the same criminal may call and say, hey, I found your purse or your wallet, can I bring it to you? I happen to be in the area. And I have known of victims that say, boy, that'd be great. Well, I won't be home until, you know, I've got to go out for a little while. I'll be home after 8. Well, now the person's got your name, your address, maybe even your home keys in that purse or other kinds of ways to find out everything about you. Then they have an open invitation to come to your house. They know no one's home until that time. So, you know, you may want to make sure that if you ever get a call like that, to include the police department in the solution of that. Maybe bring it to the police desk or to any local police department and have them handle the exchange. Awareness is your best tool. So keep your head up and your eyes scanning the horizon. Don't walk near large-scale vehicles that you will be secluded from view. If you find cars have parked directly next to you or they're occupied, maybe you take a walk back into the store and wait a couple minutes for those people that are sitting in those occupied cars next to your car to leave. You know, things can happen anywhere. There's a very, very nice city in this county where a woman had pulled into a parking lot that was directly in view of the police station. You know, she handled a couple of those things right, but here's one issue that was a, you know, possibly a reason why she found herself in trouble, was that they had intentionally waited for a woman driving a nice car parked directly next to the driver door to make it difficult to get in and out, and waited for her to come back to the car. And so as she approached, they opened the passenger door and appeared to be fumbling around so she couldn't get in her car, but then was between the cars. And then they forced her into the car and ultimately robbed her and killed her. So as you're walking and approaching your car, if somebody's out next to your car or doing something, walk on by. You know, take a walk back into the store. Give it 5 or 10 minutes. If that situation resolves itself quickly, then it could have been nothing. It may have been you just prevented yourself being a victim. If the hair on the back of your neck is standing up, react to it. Your senses are usually, if something's odd, don't ignore it. Go back in the store. Ask somebody to walk you to your car. You know, do those kinds of things. A lot of stores will be a partner in that. They want you to feel safe because they want you back.
Now, there are certain times of the day when it's safer to shop.
Well, you know, you could be a victim at any time. Obviously, in darkness, criminals move with more confidence because they're less likely to be seen or identified. So nighttime, you have to be especially on guard. Where you're going, is that a safe area? And then how you approach it, where you park, what do you have in your hands? Do you want to be able to, you know, call for help or defend yourself? You don't want to have 18 things in your hand. So when you're coming out of the store, make sure your hands are free and your keys are in them. So you don't have to get to your car in a darkened parking lot and then begin the process and fumbling and looking for your keys. Mm-hmm. Before you exit the store, have your keys. Know where they are. Be prepared to put them in the lock. Quickly scan your car before you jump in. Jump in, hit the lock. Now you're in at least a safe environment. Start your car up right away. And then begin the process of maybe pushing the packages on the side and putting on your seatbelt. Because A, you're already in a locked environment, the car is already running, so you can engage it if you need to escape. And make sure your doors are locked while you're traveling. There was a whole series of crimes that occurred a number of years ago where women were stopping at traffic lights and people would jump in the passenger door at the traffic light because the car was unlocked. Make sure your cars are locked while you're traveling. Not only keep out, you know, unwanted intruders like that, but it helps keep you in the car in the event of an accident.
Now, when shopping, is it better to use credit cards or is it better to use cash?
Well, it depends on the store and it depends on, you know, the areas you're going. Credit cards allow you to be less likely to be a victim of a you know, cash robbery. If you're at a cash register and somebody behind you is kind of watching people buy and purchase and they see somebody pull out a big wad of cash, they may follow them for that reason. But you have to make sure that the store you're doing business with is a reputable store, the credit card is housed in a safe way, and watch the person you give the credit card to. You know, one of our biggest identity thefts cases occurred at a clothing store where the guy took the card and while you weren't looking, wrote down the personal information, the number, the security code, all that information into a notebook and gave you your card back. And all of those people were victims of fraud, even though they had the credit card still in their pocket. So, you know, watch what they're doing with your card. Watch if they're up to anything. If you can, obviously, in restaurants and other places, you may not see it the whole time. But in a store, you can watch what they're doing with your card.
Now, there are quite a bit of people who like to shop online. What are some things that people should be aware of when they're shopping online?
Well, a number of things. If you're shopping online, it has to be a reputable company that you know is reputable and you can trust. You have to know it's their site. There's a lot of things called mirror sites, which look like a real company but aren't. If it doesn't have, you know, the actual name of the company and you didn't find it on the internet legitimately as that company's site, you could have been bounced there. So, like, if you get an email saying, come to this site for a great deal, you don't know for sure just by hitting that link you're on the real site. There's been a lot of fraud against Citibank and others where they send out this thing that looks like a Citibank logo. You click on it, it looks like it takes you to a Citibank site, but it's just their way of getting your personal information. Never give your personal information on any of those requests over the internet or on the phone. A legitimate company wouldn't ask you to update your your credit card or your personal information over the internet, over the phone. They may, you know, send you a letter if they've been doing business with you and say, we need to update our files. The other thing is, if you're going to do internet shopping, you have to make sure that that computer isn't left on with all that information just housed in it, because somebody that knows computers can access you over the internet and commit identity theft. So you have to, for example, shut down your browser and make sure it purges what a thing called cache and cookies and not the food you eat, but all those things are little markers of information of where you've been and what you've done. The personal information that you've just shopped with is all housed in those files, those folders, those temporary folders, until they're cleaned out. And so if you're going to shop online and when you're done, think, okay, I'm now in a non-secured environment, I'm going to, you know, talk to folks on the internet, do email, that stuff is all still sitting in a non-secured temporary folder. So you got to clean that out one way or another. If you don't have those computer skills, you should learn those if you're going to be shopping online to make sure you have the ability to protect yourself from identity theft and fraud. The other thing, if you have the ability to do, is to use one computer for shopping or banking that's not always connected to the internet, only when you're doing those activities, and have another computer that does surfing and exploring and looking for movie times or all those other kinds of things where you're just kind of talking on the internet with instant messaging or emails. So all of that personal information is not still connected to the internet.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you, Sheriff Bouchard, for joining us today.
Sure. My pleasure.
For more information and safety tips, please visit the Oakland County Sheriff's Office website at oakgov.com/sheriff. If you'd like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for future podcast topics, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com. This is Pam Zawissa with Oakland County Government Podcast Series.
This has been another Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast produced by Oakland County eGovernment.